And this is big news to us, but to him it must not be big news at all from what I've been reading here about his notes. This is Mr. George Adamski. He's 73 years old, and he has books out called Inside the Spaceships, not Outside the Spaceships, but Inside the Spaceships, and Flying Saucers, Farewell, and So Long, and So On. And I don't know just where to begin, Mr. Adamski. He's lecturing tonight at the John Hancock Hall at 8 p.m. You'll have some colored film with him there. He's lecturing at the Algonquin Regional High School tomorrow night in Northboro at 8 p.m., and you ought not to miss either one of those lectures. Where do we begin about your knowing about flying saucers? Not only that, but seeing them, talking with the people inside of them, and riding with them in their craft. Is this all this supposed to be true?
Absolutely true.
And exactly when did this happen? When did you become interested in flying?
Oh, I become interested. I was an amateur astronomer from year 25, and in 46, of course, was the first evidence of them, and in 47, when Ken Donald saw nine of them over Mount Rainier, Washington State, and I became interested in it, although astronomy did not teach us that part, see? So there was a little doubt, skepticism, as well, what they were seeing. But as time went on, and then finally in 52, well, really in 51, the U.S. Navy down there at Point Loma in San Diego was going up the big observatory, and I lived on the slopes of Mount Palomar at the time, and they asked me if I would photograph the moon and things like that in space and send it to the lab, you know, the photographs that I would get. And they were very interested, so I took that up, and still I wasn't fully convinced. But they said to photograph the moon and what part of the moon that they were coming in on toward the moon. And so I got some pictures and I sent it there. And of course, they didn't comment on it one way, except that they said in one letter back to me, which is in my first book, that it had nothing, they didn't think that this picture had anything to do with the visitors. Well, if there were no visitors, they wouldn't have to mention them, see? So they already knew then that it was visitors. Then from there on, of course, went out the desert and tried to get as many photographs with a portable telescope that I had, a 6-inch. I had a 15 also, but I couldn't move that except the portable one. Tried to get pictures out in the desert because there were reports kept coming in that they were landing out in the desert. So in 52, on November the 20th, I had six other people with me. And we went out the desert, and it was an accident. We didn't expect anything except maybe catch something flying through space. But instead, it made a contact with the individual, one of the ships.
And you spoke with him?
That's right.
How could they speak our language?
Well, at that time, he didn't speak our language. I had a job to convey my thoughts and receive his through gestures and try to pass on thought impressions onto him, you know, and so on, and he onto me. But the next time I met him after that, why, he spoke English, and I asked him about that. I says, why don't you speak English? Didn't speak English first place. And he says, well, I was testing you, see how good you were on receiving impressions. We have no telephone system. Yeah. And that's the type of a man that appeared at that time. And now there's a spacecraft, only 1 year old, last July. I caught it where I live. That's Oliver Vista, California. It's a color movie, see?
Oh, heaven's sake.
See how they move?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
I've seen
We have nothing like that moves that way. See, I have repeats on it because it's short film, so I repeat it. I caught that on 3 o'clock in the afternoon, July the 10th, a year ago, last July.
Are these people able to universally... If you spoke French, for instance, would they be universally able to...
Well, I got reports that Norwegian girls, that they talk to them in Norwegian, see?
Our time has completely run out here this morning. If you're around this neighborhood again, could we invite you back and talk to us some more about it?
We'd be glad to.
Meanwhile, Inside the Spaceship and many others, written by Mr. George Adamski here, who has been consulted by our government and who is considered quite a man, who have been inside of spaceships and ridden with them and talking with their people, too. Thank you so much for coming this morning, sir. Our program continues right after this message.